The principal of Christchurch's Te Aratai College says voters should do their research before voting for candidates standing in its school board elections. White supremacist Philip Arps, who served 21 months in 2019 for sharing the video of the Christchurch terror attacks, has put his name forward for a trustee position at the Linwood School. Principal Dick Edmondson says Mr. Arps' eligibility to stand is a grey area and he is seeking advice. He's with us now. Morena.
Morena, Susie.
So seeking advice here, what is the understanding that you have at this stage about whether he is able to stand?
Unfortunately, the advice is just as you said, it is mixed. I have received advice from knowledgeable people that he is not able to stand and from other knowledgeable people that he is. So we're trying to sort that out now, urgently.
Okay. The response from the school when you got the papers informing you that he was wanting to stand?
Our response was that we were shocked. We recognised that he has the legal right to stand, but we were shocked that someone with his known actions arising from his values would put himself forward for our school.
Yeah, do they go against the values of the school?
Completely, 180% different to what we stand for. We are a school, like many schools, proud of our students and proud of our diversity, and we view our diversity as one of our premier strengths.
So I understand that this is tricky because we're dealing with the wording in this clause. The wording could be clearer, couldn't it?
Absolutely. If we want to talk about how have we got to this situation with having such unclear wording, well, that's a really good topic too.
Okay, so what should be happening as a result of this? Has this highlighted an issue around the wording of the Act and that needs to be fixed?
Correct, yeah. We've got a number of parents, one in particular, Councillor Sarah Templeton, who's a parent for us and City Councillor, have written to the School Trustees Association and the Ministry of Education to say we need to get this cleared up as quickly as possible. It's gobsmacking that someone with the convictions that Mr. Arps has is able to be part of a governance group for the school, interacting with student trustees who could be of any religion or ethnicity, and let alone the range of our own staff who cover the full population.
Have you sought advice from the Ministry of Education or from the New Zealand School Trustees Association?
Repeatedly, yes, we have. And both within these two organisations are very fine organisations too. There is conflicting advice. So they are going to, well, I'm now out of my depth where they go to in terms of legal advice, but that's what they are doing.
So just to be clear, have you had conflicting advice from those two different situations, from the Ministry and from the New Zealand School Trustees Association? Are they singing from the same hymn sheet, or are they giving you conflicting advice?
No, their advice has been that it is legal, but they recognise that it is a grey area, is probably the best summary.
So the upshot of all of this, you will be wanting people to vote and to to back the candidates that they want to have on the board.
Yeah, we're in a very fortunate position that for the five positions on the board, we have nine candidates. If it were only five, then all the five candidates will be on automatically. But we do have an election, and the community is, and this is one of the great news part of the story, the community is gathering around. Our senior students are mobilising themselves. So I'm not going to count chickens before they hatch, but our present processes are looking good.
What have you been hearing from the community about this?
Exactly what you and I have been discussing. How could this arise, and what do we need to do to ensure that we have the governance of our school in the hands of people who represent what our school wishes to be and what our community wishes to be.
Kia ora, thank you very much for your time today. That is Dick Edmondson there, principal of Te Aratai College in Christchurch.